Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris here.
It is still cold, bud.
It is still cold. It's actually got cold. We're not getting snow right now. We'll get little flurries every now and then.
Yeah, just real intermittent ones. I was driving around to topic of tonight's episode last night, and you know, my wife and kid were like, hey, that sounds fun, we'll go with you. And so we're driving and we get hit by snow flurries. Like, we weren't supposed to have snow. We were supposed to be done with snow. And luckily it lasted all of 2 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
But you know, still, it's enough to go kick you when you're down, right?
It's colder.
Yes, it is.
There's no wind right now, but it's colder.
Right. It is. It's not single digits. It was single digits overnight, and I think it's in the teens now. And I'm sure, you know, our friends in Minnesota are like, oh yeah, you Kansas City boys and your whiny ass weather gripes.
We're going to whine.
Yeah.
We're going to whine.
Yeah. No.
We are not Minnesota. We're going
to
whine.
Speaking of Minnesota, though, we need to throw a shout out to Valkyrie's Horn.
Valkyrie's Horn, yes.
We will be seeing those guys in a couple months here.
Yeah.
But Valkyrie's Horn is doing some real cool things. They have increased their entry cap for
homebrews.
Right. For homebrews, like at least twice now. I think I checked, they were up to 350.
Yeah. But now they're going to 400. Is that right?
I don't recall seeing that, but that could be right. They keep going up.
I think last I saw, they were like 391. So I decided just to get up to 400. So get them in.
Yeah. Get it. Check it out. We will keep throwing a link to their competition in the show notes. Cause we love that competition.
We love that. It's such a great place to go. Such a good camaraderie.
The other cool thing I wanted to shout out, though, they have a BJCP Mead judging exam.
Yes.
For the competition this year. And I don't think they do it every time, but I know they are one of the places that do it fairly consistently. It's a little hard to find these. So if any of you guys listening at home are interested in becoming a Mead judge, this is your chance.
And who was it? Josh at the Valkyrie Horn. He asked me if I want to become one.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be ready for this coming one, I don't think, for the judging there, unless I really knuckle under.
Yeah, no, it's...
But I may consider it.
Yeah, it's worth... You learn so much judging other people's meads that it is my favorite part of competitions. Some people really like the medals and recognition. I just like to see what other people are doing and try a bunch of stuff over the course of the day, because it's...
I do that being a steward.
Yeah.
Just don't judge it.
Fair. So if you guys are interested, there are 12 spots for this exam. You need to talk to the exam organizer, which I believe is Al Boyce. But go to the BJCP website. I can throw that in the show notes, too.
Yeah, do that as well.
Shoot him an email, and he will be able to tell you whether he's still got spots available for the exam or not. That's the first thing I would do. Before you can qualify to take the tasting exam, which is the one there are 12 spots for, you need to take the online exam. The online exam, I think it's 200 questions over 2 hours. It is a timed exam. Maybe it's 1 hour. I could be wrong. It is a timed exam. They have all the details on the page. You do pay for taking the exam, and you need to study. Because even though this is an open book, use whatever resources you want kind of test, and the test that they give you it's based on a PDF that they have freely available, you do not have time to slowly look through all the answers. You basically need to know the data and how to find it if you don't know it. Mm-hmm. So,
and also, I remember when you were taking this thing, I heard about it. I mean, it was, you were saying hard enough that you were telling me, I got to do this, mm-hmm. just for this exam.
So, I think I made flashcards and everything, man.
Yeah, I remember that. So, this is a serious certification, guys.
Yeah.
Take it seriously, and, you know, love to see you there.
Yeah, absolutely. It is always nice to welcome more people into the fold, get more people judging. If I get to meet people that are judges first time, that's cool as hell. I enjoy the hell out of that. So above and beyond that shout out to Valkyrie's Horn, we also just need to thank our listeners.
Yeah. You guys have been with us. You're listening to us. I'm seeing your comments. I'm enjoying seeing those numbers creep up.
Mm-hmm.
I love the questions we get.
Yes.
And it's just so cool that you guys are asking questions. And sometimes we're not the first one to answer.
No.
That's great.
No, it's real cool when we get the community throwing in their two cents, too.
Yeah.
And so many of our fun episodes, like I think today is going
to
be a fun
episode. Oh, this is going to be great. I'm looking forward to this.
Those come from, like, fan suggestions. Like, I think this one is a riff we did off of Kyle's suggestion to look at Tumeric.
Yeah.
Tumeric. Tamarind.
Yeah.
Tamarind, Jeff.
Well, turmeric, turmeric and spices are another episode for another time, but
yeah, well, there's oh my God, if we went to every ethnic market in the city and just like took home hundreds of dollars of bags of stuff, we could be doing an entire podcast series just on that.
Oh, it would, and we were fortunate in KC to have a lot of ethnic stores. So yeah, this not beyond possible.
No, not at all. But yeah, guys, thank you so much. You guys interact with us. You listen to our show week after week. And again, I mean that the fact that that number still keeps climbing, we've been doing this for a year, and that you get a little bit more every time, that's grand.
Yeah, I
We
mean,
appreciate that so freaking
I
much.
cannot tell you how much I appreciate seeing just not just comments, not just what you the question, but not and seeing the numbers grow. There's more people out there saying, "Hey, can I do this too?" Yeah, we will walk you through it.
Absolutely. Of course, the other group we need to thank, Box of
Box and
Barleycorn.
Barleycorn. Yeah, Box and Barleycorn has been with us from the game. They're sponsors for our second year. It's Jake and the guys are absolutely fantastic. They have, and a lot of places have the stuff. You can get the stuff online. You can get the recipes kinda online. Just don't get an AI. We tried that.
Well, there's a reason AI didn't come up with great recipes, and that's because there are some suspect recipes that I'm sure they were trolling through to get their learning stuff from. So yeah, no, the web can be a fraught place when it comes to good meat content, but
And there's a lot of places you can get supplies without really having to work that hard at. Comma, they have the passion to make you give a get you making a good wine or meat or whatever you
and the
want.
know-how and
The
the
know-how.
you just the attitude, the ethics, they are just friendly people that really want to see, your first try or your third try or your 50th try succeed. I worked there for a while. I know the way that works. There are people that have been literally there is the guy that has been brewing beer for something like 30 years. He doesn't have a specific style other than my style. He knows exactly the ingredients he wants, shows up every 3 months and makes another 10-gallon batch, bottles it, drinks it, shows up in another 3 months to re up his stock. And then there are the guys that are like, hey, I am hardcore competition mode. I'm going to make this beer, this beer, this beer, this beer. I'm going to enter these into competitions. I'm going to heavy metal this year. Help me out with everything I need. Here is a shopping list. I'll be back in 2 hours. And
It'll be there.
everything in between, as I can't tell you how many times I had somebody come through. Hi, I was interested in making beer or cider or mead or wine, and I heard this was a good place to start. You're right.
You are absolutely correct.
Let
It's agreement.
let's
And
walk you through it.
beer, wine, and beer, wine, mead, cider, and all that's great, but they also have cheese, kombucha, other fermentables that you can do.
All kinds of stuff, and like sake and oh God,
It
the
goes
whole
on and
gamut.
on. But if you want to ferment something, you want to make something and make it well, Box and Barley is a great place to go. Plus, if you get there and you do this online, you can use our code MHP10 and get yourself 10% off.
Right, their prices are already fairly competitive because they have to be, and that 10% just sweetens the pot for you. Yeah, covers a little sales tax or a little shipping, and it lets them know that their investment in us is paying off
Yeah,
dividends.
and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Meat of the day.
Meat of the day. This is We Will Mickle.
From Dragonfire
This is in Coventry, Connecticut. It's a 12% ABV blueberry mead.
Meadery.
This has been sitting on my shelf for just a little bit, so we figured it was time to give this one its turn.
And that blueberry color is always a
Oh yeah.
hit.
That's that red bordering on purple. It's a fairly it's medium clarity. I mean, looks a little cloudy. The bottle is well stained with those blueberry tannins.
Yes, it is. And the bottle is actually a screw cap. So don't think you have to use corks. We've talked about this before. Bottle capping is actually sick. You can use screw caps. I don't recommend it personally. I don't like them, but you can.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at this screw cap, I think this has the this is some kind of an oxygen permeable or sorry, an oxygen blocking cap, kind of like a
It's sealed. It's a good cap,
and
but it's easy to open.
there were for a while Mellovino Meadery had some. They had a really cool stopper that they were using when they first came out, and I think the company that made them just went out of business. But it was like the same kind of T corks that we warn people not to use, but it was I think it was made with something more like a Nomacork, and it had a big enclosure over the top of it. So it was basically like you pull the little pull tab or whatever, and you get a T cork in the end, so you can easily reseal and seal the bottle while you're drinking it. So it was a cool thing. I don't know how well they worked. I don't know how, like, the company obviously is not in business anymore, but it's.
But we're about to tell you, this one's been on the shelf for at least a year or so, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a year or two at this point.
Okay.
So
So it's dark. It's got a it's almost opaque. It's so dark.
There's a lot of honey and blueberry on the nose too.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love that blue. The first thing that hit my nose was honey. Second thing was the blueberry, but the blueberry's strong.
Yes, they are both strong. It has a good body to it.
Oh my,
It's
it's nice.
thick. It's got a nice acid bite to it too. It's sweet, but the acid is also really high.
It's got a great balance between its acid and its sweet there. And the tannins is
The
not forward, but it's balanced. It's doing its part for the balance.
Yeah, no, it's kind of heavy on all three counts, and I'm not hating it.
No, this is actually, it's got a very full, heavy mouthfeel that I'm really enjoying. I've never had one that this heavy. This is really good.
Yeah, this meat is thick with two or three C's. So, Chris, like I was talking about at the opener there, we had a few months back, we had a an episode on tamarind that was suggested to us, and we kind of were throwing ideas around. We've done some more, like, I don't want to say technical, but more fiddly episodes. So we thought it was about time for another fun one, right? And we kind of came back to this idea of, hey, while we were at the Asian market, there were other stuff that caught our eye. There was one that caught my eye,
Oh,
and then
and
you suggested today's episode.
yeah, I liked
And
it. I mean, I think I mentioned it last week, didn't I?
I think you mentioned it when we were talking about the tamarind, just on
Yeah,
the
it could be too.
off microphone. But we kind of threw that out, and like, yeah, we need to revisit this topic. And so
Here we are.
today's topic, lychee.
Lychee. Now, lychee is a small, spiny fruit.
I'm gonna get the in the wide, for anybody that hasn't seen a lychee in person. And I think we were talking about this at the start. I'm not sure I've tasted a raw lychee.
I have. Actually, back when we had wild oats in town many, 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 many years ago, I didn't know what, I said, what is that? I said, lychee. They ripped one off the shelf and peeled it for me and handed it to me. Now, lychee is a small brown, it almost looks kind of pine cone-ish, and it's very, it's got a thick but not heavy, okay, let me put this right, a more leathery-like skin on it once it's dry.
And it has a it's a spiny texture. The skin is brown with a little reddish tint to it, and yeah, it kind of peels off like a nutshell.
And the way he did it was he just peeled it back and left the skin on the stem and handed it to me so I had something to hang on to. Do it. But the skin, the flesh inside is like a white glossy color with maybe a few like a little bit of red or brown in there that for whatever reason.
And for whatever reason, we tend to, like, size-wise, we categorize things as far as common fruits and sports equipment. And this is about the size of maybe a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
It's pretty small.
A little under, maybe a little under ping pong ball, but it's pretty small.
Smell-wise, not getting much of
Not much.
anything
I
off of it.
suppose I have a sweetness.
Real slight. It's real light.
I also have a bruise on this one, so that's probably where I get a little bit more of that. Very mild flavor.
It's a delicate flavor. It's got acidity to it. It's, the inside of it has a fairly thick,
It's a very large seed.
yeah, about almond size and shape, brown, dark brown.
But the fruit itself is there's not a lot of flavor. It's just a nice mellow sweetness to it. But I was telling Jeff before we started doing this episode, he goes, I mean, you may not get, he said, you may not get much flavor out of lychee for meat. I countered with back when the first year I went to Valkyrhorn, they had a professional company had a lychee meat in a can that I had never forgot. It has such a nice predominant lychee flavor in that meat. I said this is, that was my favorite meat of the show. It didn't win a single prize, but I liked it best.
Fair. I mean, that's this is the nature of flavors, that something that does not stick out to you or does not really hit hard with the judges will absolutely kick with one person and go, that is the star of the show. That is my favorite thing ever. Now, we both went to Asian markets within the last couple of days.
For this reason.
Yes, for this reason, and probably for future shows as well, to be honest. You went a little harder on whole fruit. I found a bunch of lychee flavored things. And when we did the Tamarind show, this can of Foco brand, they had a tamarind drink that was kind of like, we mixed some of this with my lemon mead and thought it
It
was
was amazing.
particularly nice. So
I think we're out of lemon meat before. So,
no, we're not.
really? Okay, before we get there, we're going to try it just as it is. We've had another. Jeff hops up and says, "Oh no, we got lemon meat." And he hops over and grabs a bottle. I can't throw shade. My daughter came by. You have any mead? Sure, here. I was talking to a friend of mine in England online, a couple of friends. We were having a video conference. She goes, "What does that look like? What does this basic meat look like?" So all three of us grabbed a basic traditional bottle of meat in our room that we were in, like this. It tastes a little more watery than the fruit itself.
It has a smell to it now.
Yeah, it has a much more pronounced smell.
It has a, I, it's not citrusy, but it's kind of a tropical
It's a
sweet.
floral melon smell to me.
And you're right, it is, the sharpness of it is less in the drink. It is still kind of fruity smelling.
But it is a sharp, a little sharper on the flavor, and the lychee flavor is stronger. And
Sheila, he's got you. So yeah, no, it tastes different than the whole lychee in a way that I think is probably more consumer approachable. Let's try and just, maybe
make a little cocktail here.
roughly half and half with some lemon mead. Save some for the other lychee drinks I've got, because I've got a couple of them. A little more lemony on the nose, naturally. Now it tastes like lemon pledge. Dilute lemon pledge, but still lemon
Oh,
pledge.
no, that's
It doesn't quite work.
no, it does not work. We should put, I should put, you or I should probably make it just a batch of traditional so we can mix it in your things here on the show.
This is true, especially if we're going to do more of these weird fruit kind of episodes. Because lemon, maybe we do need a traditional or something to blend with these, just for a standpoint. Because the lemon's what I have on hand,
Yeah,
right? Literally,
I've
10
got a
feet from
bunch.
me.
I have no traditional in anywhere in my stores because I do a lot of hydromel.
Well, and I have been putting off my mead
Oh God.
tasks this week. I need to wash that down with some blueberry
Yeah,
honey.
I got more. That's okay. This is what we're going to call a failed experiment, guys. Do not mix your lychee with lemon meat.
I didn't look this up in the flavor Bible, but I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say,
Lemon and lychee,
oh God.
no, at least not in this regard. Maybe there are better ways to do this, but I think the
Be warned, on your first sip of the blueberry, it's not going to be great after this one.
yeah, it's been better.
It tasted better before we did that.
It's a strong flavor, so that's helping. But
Yeah, but the second, it's washing it out. It's taken care of.
Well, regular lychee drink still nice, but lemon lychee, we'll pass on that. I don't think we'll do that experiment with the other two lychee drinks I've got, but I've got two other lychee drinks, so let's see what these guys do to us. And is this a thorough investigation of the lychee flavor? Not really, but this is, commercially available product that is interesting for people, and apparently this is how lychee is consumed, so it's a start. Oh, it's lychee drink with pulp. This is from the Honeybee Company, and it looks like this is Vietnamese. And the smell is really strong, so the taste is really mellow. Try that.
Oh, it lost all that bite, all that acid bite.
It's almost creamy with the pulp in
Yeah,
it.
approved. But yeah, that one, okay. I'll be honest, I like the other drink better
Yes.
because I'm not really a fan of the creaminess of the lychee. But it's not bad at all. If this one was available, I'd still drink
Yeah, I mean it is not bad. It is acceptable. It's just I like the sharpness of the lychee and the rounder, fruitier flavor of it in that first one better. The last one I got is
Lychee water.
It's a Ramune soda. If it's actually Japanese or if this is just a company that is getting on the bandwagon. The bottle. Ah, product of Japan. Legit stuff. These are the kind of little soda pops that have the marble in the bottle.
You have to pop it down into the bottle and go drink it.
Some bitch, why aren't you working?
Because it doesn't thank you.
Oh, I got to take the safety ring off the cap.
That would probably help. First time I ever had a Ramune bottle like this, I was actually in Vegas. It took a long time for me to be able to open that drink and someone had to show me. It was rough. Okay, so it is sparkling. Not a fan. I'm not a fan, I'll be honest. The Ramune, I think it's relying more on the fizziness than the actual flavor.
Yeah, I'm getting more sugar than I am lychee.
Yeah. So. But,
no.
You know, but when we do mead, we're usually working with the juice, the pulp, the whole fruit, or something like that.
And honestly, that observation, though, Chris, kind of brings me to the next product. And the interesting thing, have you looked for lychee recipes online?
I have not.
Lychee mead recipes online, specifically? No. I found a couple different sources of them.
And what'd you see?
Well, the people that are making lychee mead on YouTube, they aren't using whole lychee like we have. Mm. Apparently, it's just not consistently available enough. I found my bag of lychees in the refrigerated section right across from the cash register when I went in there. Apparently, they are commonly just placed near the cash register in the same little red mesh bags that both of us found them in for a lot of Asian markets. But seasonal availability is a thing. From research that I've seen, the lychee like picking season is May to June, July. Depending on what part of the world you're living in. So I'm assuming, being as we're recording like at the end of January here, and this is probably coming out like, you know, first week of February.
Yeah.
These are probably grown in a greenhouse or something, right? But availability is pretty spotty. I saw two people making lychee recipes. One from a channel I don't want to mention, because I don't necessarily like their practices and the way they do their recipes and stuff. I don't want to give them any press. The other one from Garrett over at Man-Made Mead.
Mm-hmm.
And
he does solid work.
Yes, he does solid work. He does uses good nutrient, good practice. Can't say enough good things about him. And I'm wholeheartedly willing to, you know, tell people, hey, go watch Garrett's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are using canned lychee.
Well,
particularly, I think I saw Garrett using this same brand, same can. I don't remember how much I paid for this. Apparently, he was paying something like $20 for a can.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's just not cheap. I did not pay $20 a can for this.
Okay.
It might have been as high as like $5 or $7 a can, but it was still expensive for, what is this?
It's a standard fruit can size.
Right, yeah. It's bigger than your basic 20-ounce fruit can. There we go.
Lychee's, I mean... If you don't want to use something because of the price, don't. Apple cider is relatively cheap. You know, I make an apple pie mead. It's wonderful. If you want to go into exotics, you're going to be paying the price, guys. I just popped the top on this thing.
Now, the nice part about this particular brand, apparently, though, if you check out the ingredients list here, water, lychees, sugar, citric acid.
Yeah, pretty basic. And all of it's very, very easy to work with for mead.
The most questionable thing is the added sugar. So, you know, let's see here. And hey, it's even pitted.
So, yeah. Lychee.
Yep.
I'm just getting lychee. There's not a negative thing. When I peeled my own and I got this, it's just more liquid in it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a canned fruit. So, like, the same way that there's a difference between canned peaches or canned pears and canned lychees. You see that here.
Yeah,
for sure.
And this is not in syrup, it's in water.
Mm-hmm.
No, it says heavy syrup.
Well, yes, it's a syrup.
Because they add cane sugar, but it's okay. Their definition of heavy syrup for me and peaches heavy syrup.
Right.
Very different. Yeah.
Peach heavy syrup is heavy. This is
it's not a syrup. This is a watery. This is water with some sugar in it.
Yeah, it's.
And just to let you know, the one that Garrett used and that Jeff has mentioned here is Dragonfly. There's the company name of the can right in front of us.
Right.
And it's good. So, and if he uses it, he's solid. I'll gladly poke that and say Dragonfly lychee in a can.
Well, and he did it with passion fruit as well, if I remember right. It wasn't just lychee, but he took an interesting approach, I thought, in that here's the thing. He used the syrup itself in primary. He froze the fruit and added the fruit in secondary.
Which I think when I researched how to do this and I knowing how light the flavor is, you have to do it that way. You
Yeah,
have to get
right.
as much lychee flavor as you possibly can.
Yeah, I
So,
think the secondary approach is the way to do it for
yeah.
sure. I would even say, hey, if you get some syrup or some extract or whatever the amaretti flavoring stuff for right before bottling, that might not be a terrible idea either, just to kind of punch up that lychee flavor. Because here's the thing, there is a pronounced amount of acid in this, especially the whole fruit, the raw fruit.
And it's a very pleasant acidic bite to it. It's not, this is not, we're not talking about something, oh my God, it's burning my mouth. It's not. It's just good.
But the flavor above and beyond that, there's some sweetness, there's some acid. The other flavor components.
Gotta stop doing that. Those are good. Looking up, we actually grabbed flavor bottle for this. Jeff had
Yeah.
it in hand. For, we're talking lychee here, and flavors with lychee.
And we should probably talk about using lychee in a mead. Obviously, one of the things we're going to want to talk about is what kind of honey are we going to use?
We have to use a very mild honey,
Yeah,
not cl clover or something very, very
basic
neutral.
wildflower. I think you could probably get away with like a an orange blossom easily. But
If it's light, if
yeah,
it's light.
if it's a strong potent thing, you're going to overpower the
If you're
lychee.
gonna, I would say a Florida orange blossom, if you're gonna do an orange blossom, is a milder flavor than the Mexican.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, unfortunately, usually when I'm buying honey, I'm looking for that pungent flavor, right?
Yeah.
Alfalfa blossom is another one that I think is pretty light. You could go like the, there's, this stuff like Tupelo is very sweet. It's also very expensive, and it's a kind of a light flavor. But if I'm gonna pay $20 a pound for honey, I think I'm gonna make a traditional out of that, right?
Yeah.
So.
But also the fact, if I'm buying honey for a flavor in the honey, I'm going to use it for a back sweetener
This
because
is
I don't
true.
want to lose that.
Yeah. So again, I think the lighter flavors, at least up front, are the way to go. We just had some of the honey I got from Sean. It was like a rainbow eucalyptus and strawberry guava, I think,
Yeah.
was the flavor combos. It was one I've had for a very long time. I think it was the first bag of honey I bought from him that I've not used for much. I want to do some just a trad with some QA23 with that one.
And you can taste the eucalyptus, but it's a mild eucalyptus.
Yeah,
I couldn't taste the strawberry guava in it, though. It was
it
kind of overpowered by the eucalyptus.
it's kind of just a light tropically flavor, and it's guava by itself I don't recall being particularly pungent either. So yeah, it's a little easier to get, especially if you're tuned into the eucalyptus part. It's easier for that to get kind of lost. But yeah, no, I think using that as a finishing step, at least in part, maybe not all the way for your back sweetening, maybe just a little added extra could be interesting with lychee because it's got those tropical fruit notes that are fascinating and could add an extra little just something dimension to the finish of this. But as far as the flavor Bible goes, lychees, anise, hyssop, berries, blackberries, chicken, chili peppers, cilantro, coconut, and coconut milk.
I'm going to skip the chicken.
Cream cheese, curry, duck, foie gras, ginger, honey. A ginger is one of the bold ones.
Yeah.
Kiwi fruit, lemon juice, maybe not.
That doesn't sound, that's, I have evidence that's bad.
Lemongrass, lime juice, mangoes, melon, especially honeydew, nuts, orange, tangerine, passion fruit, pears, pineapple, plums, pork, raspberries, rice, rose, rum, sake, salads, fruit, shellfish, scallops, shrimp, strawberries, sugar, especially palm, vodka, wine, plum, and sparkling,
And yogurt.
yogurt.
Okay.
Flavor affinities, lychee plus ginger plus lime. Could be interesting.
Yeah, that would not be opposed to that.
Lychee raspberry
I
rose.
like that one better though.
And
Okay.
rose or rose hip? Because those are very different flavors.
I'd go rose hip. I like that.
I
I
would
like the
too.
strong of the rose hip.
All three of those have their own acidity profile to it that I think could be a real knockout,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, there's one. Okay, there's an idea for us. But
As if we needed more of those.
yeah. Yes. I was running short. I was down to like 75, 80. Oh my gosh. But honestly, if I was to do what, okay, of all the things we've tried here, we tried the drink, two kinds of drinks, the ramen, Japanese drink, and we tried the canned fruit and the actual fruit. Which one would did you think be most appropriate for making a mead?
None of the drinks impressed me all that much. They were a level set to see how it's being consumed, so not so much as like something I would put in a mead. We didn't really have like an available lychee concentrate like we did with the tamarind
Yeah.
that is kind of a cooking ingredient. As far as the products, I can kind of see why people are going with the canned stuff.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you get a little more sugar, a lot more liquid.
Right, it's a negligible amount of sugar, really. I mean, it's not that much because this is not a strong syrup.
Yeah.
And we were gonna put honey in a mead anyway, so we know how to deal with a little extra sugar. That said, it's also peeled and pitted and ready to go.
Yeah,
Like the
I can literally peel a lychee in my hand in seconds. But if I want to get enough lychee for even a 1 gallon,
This is a volume game, and
use the can, guys. I'm in agreement with Jeff here. I
it
mean,
makes more sense.
right now I'm gonna start, and I have,
Countdown.
that is completely peeled lychee right there.
Now pit.
Okay, that's gonna take a lot more time because it sticks to the seed.
Now pit it.
Okay, and it is not yet pitted. And it's not pitted clean, but is now pitted.
Okay, that was do 25 seconds, counting your having a hawing and whinging about not wanting to pit
Yeah, but the take that into account, it took me, let's say, 20 seconds
Yeah.
to pit and peel a single lychee. And I'll have to pit peel dozens of them, use the can.
Remember, each lychee is a little smaller than a ping pong ball. And, I don't have a specific gram weight for each of these guys, but it's going to take some quantity to get to an appreciable amount, especially for a delicate fruit flavor like this. Man, if we're gonna make a lychee mead, we're definitely using canned stuff.
Yeah.
The flavor is not that much different either. So
And the
it's.
only real difference I saw in the flavor was the watery content from the can. That's all it really was. And it still tasted pretty much the same.
It is slightly sweeter just because it's been floating in sugar as a preservative in here, but the yeast gonna eat that.
Yeah, and the citric acid is not going to do a thing. So yeah, run with it. But I will tell you, one of my favorite meads from the first mead contest I went to ever was lychee. And I took a picture of it. And if I, so I'm probably gonna now I'm gonna look up that picture, find the company name, and see if I can remember it, because I missed that mead.
Well, when I was looking for lychee mead recipes, there were a couple companies that had lychee meads, and I don't remember either of those companies. I probably should have saved search results and stuff like that, but this was like, hey, it's I'm done with work. My kid went to bed. Now it's time for me to do my stuff. So I'm going to sit on the couch and watch something dumb on Netflix and browse through stuff that we're going to talk about this weekend on my phone, kind of crap. And so, no, but no, there are a couple companies that have if you search for lychee mead, they have like a lychee session mead that somebody has in cans. Somebody else has one that they have in bottles, and they say, hey, this is there's a segment of our customer base, top notch.
Yeah.
No one else wants no one else is getting anything close to the rave reviews we get on our lineup. This lychee does. It's not for everybody, but for the people it's for, it's four.
Yeah, and it's good. Now we said this earlier, we just kind of breezed over it. We recommend using as much juice as you possibly can, if only juice. if only the Jews in your batch, in your primary. And in secondary, after you freeze and mash the rest of the fruit,
right,
put it in a bag and put it in secondary so you get more lychee flavor because it's very mild.
Yeah.
And even the honey can take it over.
I will stress, mashing fruit and putting it in a bag, probably a great idea because this is, even though it's been pitted and
peeled,
this is minimally processed in the can. It mm-hmm. looks like they've got probably the same kind of way that you pit a cherry.
Yeah.
They probably just have a little mechanical thing that goes pulk and pushes the seed out. The rest of it is pretty whole. And so we want as much surface area available to the little micro guys.
And even on this, even if you want to blend it and put it in a bag, I wouldn't say it's a bad idea, but you're going to have a lot more debris.
Yeah, that's going to be a like little floaty fiber nightmare. Probably, but is it worth a shot?
Maybe. More peptic enzyme.
Honestly, I would do freeze thrust.
Freeze?
I would learn to speak first.
Good idea.
Then I would do freeze, thaw, smush. Freeze, thaw, smush. And I might even like take a potato masher to it after the second freeze thaw cycle just to really get a good smush on that. But I would keep it in the bag so that any of the longer like fruit fiber chains stay together
mm-hmm.
and get filtered out by that bag. That's the way I would approach it.
But
forget to put pectic enzyme in there, obviously, because this is
for, and a lot of it.
The people that I saw working with this, they were using a tablespoon of it right up front, which is double dose. So
it's a double dose.
And
don't be afraid to put more in later. We've gone over that.
Right. Yeah. The double dose, sometimes you just need it to get the level of just stuff settling out you need.
Yeah. I had to do with my wild plum.
I don't know if I would double dose right up front off the bat. I don't know what kind of pectin is in these, honestly, but I don't see lychee jelly that much just as a condiment. I see plenty of like gummy candy lychee stuff, but that's not the same in any stretch of the imagination.
And by the same token, you know, like just, you know, peeling and pitting these things for a small fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the seed is maybe 40% of the volume.
Oh, if not more.
Yeah. If not more. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Comparatively. So, you know, save yourself some grief, guys. We would.
Yeah. Yeah, having examined this fruit from a few different angles, this looks like the obvious direction to take it, is just get the canned stuff.
We could not find lychee paste.
Right. There was no paste, no concentrate. Does that mean it doesn't exist? No, just didn't show up in the stores that we went to.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe the straight up paste is a great option. I don't know. Possible.
Yeah, maybe.
Look at the processing. Look at the other ingredients. This is a judgment call for you guys.
But, but you know, if Grant likes it, is it Grant, the guy on Man-Made Mead?
Garrett.
Garrett. Knew I had that wrong. Garrett likes dragonfly lychee, and he makes great meads.
Well, actually, Garrett's recipe here was he did a Discord chat challenge, and they... I don't know if it was a little bit of a piss take or what, but they decided his chat made the decision as to what he was going to make. And so they chose lychee and dragon fruit with mango honey.
That doesn't sound bad.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good.
It's, you know, he mentioned this was a pain in the butt to source the stuff from.
Oh, yeah. Which,
yeah, I can buy that 100%. But yeah, no, it sounds like it would be a nice, just
sounds like a solid meat,
tropical AF.
Right? Yeah. And I'd use that, one yeast used for tropical,
the QA23.
QA20. Yeah. That was it.
I think he just did 71B. I could be wrong.
It's the workhorse. It can do handle just about anything, but yeah, really QA23 can. To bring out those tropical flavors.
Why not? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think either way you got a solid start. So, but guys, we hope you've enjoyed our digression into all things lychee, or at least all things we could source within a few days, lychee.
Yeah, because yeah, I don't know how many stores Jeff went to. I went to two.
I tried to go to four, but two of them were already closed by the time I was done with work. So, yeah, so no, this is the bear of, you know, working a 9 to 5, I guess.
Yeah. I don't have that excuse, but I went to two.
I think you went to bigger stores than I went to too, because, I mean,
volume counts on this one. Anyway, so guys, happy meeting. Good luck with it. If you want to do lychee, shoot us a comment on what you're doing so we can, you know, get some ideas too, because we've given you a couple. Give back.
I mean that lychee raspberry and rose.
Oh, that's and rose hips. We want to try rose
Right,
hips.
you're right.
That sounds really
Either
good.
way could be good, but that rose hips, I think, is the for a mead with the little just
Yeah, I like that idea.
Oh, that's climbing that list rapidly as I talk.
But anyway, guys, have a good day. See you next time. Happy
Cheers, guy.
meeting. Cheers.